fires it in play, caught in the backcourt by Plemer, far side kicked by Highland, and out of bounds. It'll be Ithaca basketball again here on the sideline. Holly King will be the inbounder. Fires it in. Maggie Kirshner grabs it in the backcourt. Fires it across to Plemer. Plemer throws to Maxwell. Maxwell down deep. Nowhere to go. Fires it now back to King. Left side Kirshner on the wing. Maggie stops, leaves the dribble. Fires it over to Plemer on the right side. Now to King. Now Kirshner, left side. Maggie on a dribble drive knocked down by Highland. And a ball that is kicked again by the Cardinals. Ithaca basketball. Broadhead leading Richland Center, 56-18. Girls basketball played at Broadhead tonight. Pass comes in play. The Bulldogs have it. Here is King skipping it over to the far side. Ball fake. Now back it goes to Kirshner. Left side. King for three. No good. Rebound by Dickey. Back it goes to King. Holly at the free throw line drives in. 16-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound Maggie Kirshner. Bulldogs start it over again. Kirshner in the corner is double team, tries to throw it inside, knocked out by Highland. It'll be Ithaca basketball on the baseline, 9:27 remaining in the game. 39-36 Highland, quick inbound Maxwell, shot no good, but she is fouled. Going to the free throw line will be J.C. Maxwell on Highland's fourth foul. So Maxwell will take a look here. She is 3 of 6 from the stripe. Free throw in the air on the rim and good. Two-point game, 39-37. 9:25 to go. Second one in the air. That one is good. One-point game, 39-38 Highland. Cardinals facing the Bulldog full court press. Pass comes up the middle. Kate Terrell turns in and is going to be fouled on the play. Foul is marked on Maxwell. That will be her second. And the inbounder will be Highland's Caitlin Miller. Cardinals lead by one, 39-38. Pass comes in play. Miller from Esser now sets it up. Near side Esser on the right wing. Drives, looks to launch it in, and Highland goes up, knocked down by Maxwell. Picked up by, nice play by Plemer. She is double-teamed. And the Bulldogs whistle and try to get a timeout. Coach Klang had called for a timeout. Far side official is going to grant it to him, so the Bulldogs will get it back. Timeout Ithaca, 9 minutes and 1 second remaining in this one. 39-38 Highland on WRCO Radio Sports.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
When your vehicle needs service, Arneson Service and Repair is the place to call. With parts backed by a nationwide warranty, they handle it all. From automotive repairs and tire sales to light and heavy-duty towing, plus farm equipment repairs, including hydraulic hoses. Need welding or metal fabricating? They've got you covered there, too. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300. Arneson Service and Repair, Rural Hill Point.
Bulldog basketball after the timeout. David Klang was hollering for all he was worth, and of course it's really loud in here, and the far official saw it. Jump ball had been called, but the far official said timeout before the jump ball, so the Bulldogs get it, and the pass goes to King, trying to break the pressure. Bulldogs down by one, 39-38. King in the backcourt, runs it across the timeline, fires it over to Kirshner, down to the baseline, that's Dickey, high post Maxwell. Kirshner, now to King. Three on the way. Bulldogs short and saved by Maxwell, but on the end line. It'll be Highland basketball. 8:41 to go. Cardinals by one. Pass comes into Esser. Esser, left side, back to the middle, Miller. Esser across half court. with the dribble drive left wing. Kicks an NBA three. It's on the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Brooklyn Dickey. Good rebound. Bulldogs take it back the other way. Holly King with the ball. Motors across the near side. Back to Dickey. Now dumps to Maxwell. JC down the boulevard. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebound Highland. Both teams getting a chance for some looks, but much needed baskets wouldn't go through. And Miller with a basketball now. Walks it right side. Held up on the dribble drive by Terrell. Dumps it down low. Turnaround shot is up, and that is good for Celia Olson. Cardinals lead 41-38. Dickey near side. Oh, the Bulldogs are going to throw it. King left side looking for Maxwell, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Unforced turnover, and Highland gets it back. Getting to the point where possessions are very important in this game. Across the timeline, Miller, right side. It goes to Esser, throws it down low, and Highland threw it away. Hey, with an unforced turnover, it goes back to the Bulldogs. Cardinals leading 41-38. Ithaca has led once at 34-32 in this game. Pass comes in. King now driving near the half-court line, across the half-court line with a left-hand dribble. Goes down, and now Highland is going to try to knock it away. It's loose, picked up by Maxwell. Maxwell to King, top of the key, far side. Kirshner for a deep three. It is no good. Rebound King, put back good for the Bulldogs. Holly King with her first basket. One-point game, 41-40. Highland, 7-10 to play in the ballgame. Left side, Kate Terrell. Terrell dumps it down low, catching, shot away with the left hand. No good for Sophia Terrell. Tries a putback. She is fouled on the play and goes to the line. So Highland back at the stripe for Terrell. She is 3 of 6 from the line tonight. We'll get the basketball from the official. Just over 7 minutes remaining. That's the 7th Bulldog foul as well. Foul is on Plemer. Free throw in the air on the rim and no good for Terrell. She will get another look. Gets the ball and now spins it. Takes a look from the free throw stripe. It's in the air and it is good. 2-point lead for Highland, 42-40. 7 minutes remaining in the game. King across the timeline. Kirshner right wing down to the baseline. Nowhere to go. And against the double team, fires it back to King. King right in front of the Bulldog bench. Skips a pass to Dickey. Back to Plemer. Now King. King on a drive. 16-footer short for the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Bulldogs missing some opportunities to get some points here. And back in defense they go. Highland by two. 42-40, 6:38 to go. Caitlin Miller across the half-court line. Fires it to the left side. Caught by Sophia Terrell. Dumps it inside. Shot on the way and good for Kate Terrell. Big basket. Highland goes up by four. 44-40, 6:21 remaining. Holly King in the backcourt. Skips it across to Plemer. Bulldogs break the press and now set it up. King near the half-court line. Skips it over to Kirshner. Kirshner on the right wing. Down low, Maxwell. 18-footer for the baseline. Good! Bulldogs are within two. 44-42. Highland, 6 minutes remaining. Cardinal ball. Miller, left side. Terrell dumps down low. Knocked away and out of bounds by Maxwell. It'll belong to the Cardinals. Tristan Peterson is back with four fouls. They played a long time without her. Back for the stretch drive, 5:51 remaining in the game. Highland leading by two, and they have the ball. Kate Terrell on the sideline, directing traffic, brings it in to Sophia. Terrell, right side, Halverson. Samarin down low. Turnaround shot is up and good by Celia Olson. Another big basket, 46-42. Highland, 5:37 remaining in the game. King across half court. Stops, fires it back to Kirshner. Kirshner against the double team, drives all the way to the baseline, pulls up, fires back to King. King now drives to the top of the key, over to Plemer, inside Maxwell, down deep. Here's Peterson, baseline jumper, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Esser. Cardinals by four, trying to build this lead with 5:10 to play. Pass comes right side, caught by Halverson, away for the ball, a whistle, and a timeout taken by the Cardinals. 5:06 to play, 46-42 Highland over Ithaca in tournament girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Wright County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Highland basketball after the timeout. A missed shot by Sophia Terrell. There's a jump ball for it. And a arrow that points to Highland. 46-42, they lead down the stretch in this one. Riverdale leading Parkview, 39-33. River Valley leading Dodgeville, 26-23 as well. Richland Center leading Portage and boys basketball, 32-30 at half. Highland with the basketball now. Halverson into Adeline Esser. Esser holds it above her head, fires off to Halverson. Throws it low post, turning in and moving for a shot as Kate Terrell, taken away by J.C. Maxwell. Bulldogs trail by four. Maxwell across the timeline gives to King. Left side, Kirshner for the Bulldogs. Back it goes to Plemer. Plemer, Kirshner on the left side. Fires off to Peterson. Down to Maxwell. Down deep for a layup. Good. Bulldogs within two. 46-44. 4:13 to go. Highland basketball, top of the key. It is Esser. Throws it right side, Sophia Terrell. Terrell on the right wing. Terrell looks low, throws it back to Halverson. Halverson, left side now, it's Terrell. Inside, shot no good, blocked by Maxwell, and King saves it inbounds back into Highland. Highland now with the pass to Esser. Offensive foul call. Tristan Peterson was there, had her feet set. That would have been foul number five if it went against her. And an offensive foul has been called on the Cardinals, and the Bulldogs get it back. 3:47 to go. Foul is on Adeline Esser. That's only her first foul. Coming in is Caitlin Miller, and Samarin Halverson checks out for the Cardinals. Here we go, Bulldog basketball. Kirshner runs it up to the half-court line. Off a screen from Maxwell. Give and go, J.C. Back to Peterson. In the lane, Tristan moves in. Hook shot. Oh, she's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line with 3:39 to play. Fifth Cardinal foul. And Tristan tonight at the line has made six. Goes to the free throw line. First attempt now as the gym quiets. It's in the air and short. She'll get one more. Bulldogs can at best get to within 1 point. Tristan Peterson dribbles the ball. Free throw in the air and on the rim and good. That one walked in. 1 point game. Highland 46, Ithaca 45, 3:36 to go. Cardinals trapped in the backcourt. Left side, Miller. Miller fires it, and a high pass from Esser to Miller is out of bounds. Cardinals turn it over. Ithaca gets it back, and they can lead. 3:28 to play. Ithaca basketball. King in for Peterson, and now back to Holly King at the point. Cardinals in a zone defense off a screen. King drives right side to Kirshner. Three from the corner, and the lead, yes! 4 threes tonight for Maggie Kirshner. 48-46 Ithaca. 3:09 to play in the ball game. And Highland trapped in the backcourt. They'll bring it across the timeline. Throw it away. Stolen by Kirshner. Maggie with a basketball. Coach Klein saying, slow it down now. Take your breath a little bit. 2:53 to play. Second lead for the Bulldogs. Kirshner in the corner, back to King. King to Kirshner, down to the corner, that's Plemer. Plemer back to Kirshner. Bulldogs deliberately taking a little time off now. Ball goes to Peterson, back to King. King with a basketball off a screen from Maxwell. Shoots a long two, it is good! Holly King makes the basket. Bulldogs by four, their biggest lead, 50-46, 2:24 to go. Highland basketball. Miller into the front court. Miller is going to be fouled by King. That'll be the eighth on the Bulldogs, and that will put Highland at the free throw line with 2:18 to go. Foul on Ithaca, and so bonus throws, 1-1 for Caitlin Miller, who is 0-2 at the line tonight. They're working on the number of the person that committed the foul, and I believe that was Holly King, but they don't have it on the scoreboard yet. There it is. That is her second. Free throw in the air, and that is good. Clutch free throw for Caitlin Miller. Makes it a three-point game. 50-47 now. 2:18 to play. Second throw in the air, and good for Miller. Two-point game. 50-48. 2:18 to go. Bulldog basketball. They lead by two. Holly King walks it across the half-court line, stops, gives to Kirshner, right wing. Bulldogs don't have to be in a hurry right now. Take a little time off the clock unless there's something wide open. Ball goes to Maxwell, and down low, Highland trying to tie her up. She's going to dribble out of there. Fires it back now to Plemer. Now to Peterson. She'll drive. Cut off. Fires back to Kirshner. Under 2 minutes now. Near side, Holly King. King with a basketball. Drives toward the paint. Nothing. Fires to Kirshner. Shoots a long three on the way. Goal! Maggie Kirshner with five threes, 53-48. Bulldogs, a minute 39 to play, and a foul called on the defense. That'll put Highland at the other end. The Bulldogs making some fouls here in situations where it makes it a little easier for Highland. Not that it's easy, but you get the ball at the line with the clock not moving. And the free throw shooter is a good one. Esser, free throw is good. That makes it 53-49. Nothing easy in this one. 1:39 remaining. Second one on the way, and that is in and out and in for Adeline Esser. Timeout, Highland, 53-50. 1:39 to go. To see who's moving on to Schulzburg, WIAA Regional Girls Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Other scores tonight. Schulzburg has defeated Benton 72-21. River Ridge 54-16 over North Crawford. Wazika Steuben has defeated Seneca 60-39. Riverdale up on Parkview, 45-42. River Valley leading Dodgeville, 37-32 in the second half. Broadhead has defeated Richland Center, 63-20, ending the Hornets' year this year. Here at Ithaca, the Bulldogs were 16 points down at one point in the first half. They lead by three with a minute 39 remaining in the ballgame. So they've had a lot of energy spent making a comeback here against a good Highland club, and Holly King will inbound. It'll be the length of the court now to try and get it into Kirshner. Kirshner trapped, and the Bulldogs will be fouled on the play. Highland commits its sixth foul, so not a bad foul there to get it a little closer if you have to stop the clock. Foul is on number 24, Caitlin Miller. That's her second. Ithaca will put it in play. Holly King on the baseline. Holly brings it in the middle. J.C. Maxwell draws the crowd, gives it back to Holly, and the Bulldogs with the basketball. They're fouled on the way by. That'll make seven for Highland, and bonus throws now for the Bulldogs. Holly King hustles to the other end of the floor now. 1:31 remaining in the ball game. Holly King will take a look at bonus throws now. She has not shot free throws tonight. Foul on Terrell, her fourth. That's Sophia. Free throw is on the way. No good. Rebound, Sophia Terrell. She'll get it back. Cardinals down by three with a minute 27. Highland across the timeline. Miller to the baseline. Now the pass are going to work it in to Kate Terrell, and she turns in and is called for traveling. Bulldogs had her D'd up well, J.C. Maxwell and company, and so it goes to the Bulldogs with a minute 19 and a three-point lead. Here's Holly King looking to put it in play, fires it into Tristan Peterson. Peterson back to King. King, and the ball is going to be knocked down, and a foul called on Adeline Esser, which will be her second. That'll put Holly King at the free throw line at the other end again. Another front end of a bonus. Even one of these would help the Bulldog cause here to give it a possible two-possession scenario. So the ball goes to Holly King. Free throw in the air and good. 54-50. 1:14 to go. Holly, a senior, will get her second throw. This one in the air. That one is good. 55-50, Ithaca, 1:12 to play in the game. Highland down court quickly to Esser. Drives down deep. Tough shot, wouldn't go. Gets her own miss. Drives back to the corner. Stands back for a three. On the way, no good. And it bounces over the backboard and out of bounds. 59 seconds to go. Ithaca ball. 5-point lead for the Bulldogs. King brings it in to Kirshner. Back to King. King bringing it along the near side is double teamed and a foul call. Highland stops the clock. Their ninth foul. Fouls are even at nine, and Holly King goes back to the free throw line. River Valley leading Dodgeville 43-37. That's in the second half. Belmont leading Boscobel 63-44. King's free throw is good. She'll get one more. That makes it 56-50 in favor of the Bulldogs. 53 seconds remaining. Second one on the way on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kate Terrell. Highland brings it up the sideline. They'll try to get it in. Knocked away by Maxwell. Picked up by Tristan Peterson. Bulldog defense really shining here tonight. There's a foul on Highland. They foul Maley Plemer with 40.9 on the clock. Leamer heads to the line. She has not scored tonight. So she'll get the ball from the official. This is the 10th on Highland, so that means a double bonus. Coming up now, Maley Plemer at the line. First of two in the air and no good. One more coming up. Bulldogs leading by six. Trying to make it seven right now. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound, Highland. Miller pulls it down. Cardinals need to hurry. Miller has it knocked away by Peterson. Picked up by King, and she's fouled again with 34 seconds to play. Again, a double bonus for the Bulldogs. It's Holly King going to the line, trying to put this one out of reach here tonight. King will get it back from the official. Bulldog guards have had the ball in their hands. This one is up and short. She'll get one more. 56-50 in favor of the Ithaca Bulldogs hosting here in the first round of the tournament. This one on the way, and that one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sophia Terrell. Fires to the left side. Caitlin Miller. Miller to the corner. Highland needs to look at a three. Far side Esser covered up quickly. She'll drive back toward half court. Gives it off to the left side. Now driving in for a two, and it is up, and it is good for Highland. Timeout called. Basket by Kate Terrell with 15 seconds remaining. That will make it 56-52. 15 on the big clock here at Ithaca. We'll be back with probably the conclusion of this one in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Ithaca. It is a 56-52 Bulldog lead by four. We have 15 seconds remaining in the ball game here tonight. It has been a really good first round game. Hard to imagine another one that's been closer or better. Ithaca will inbound the basketball again, a four-point lead with 15 seconds. King moving along the baseline, fires it in, knocked away by the Cardinals and out of bounds. It will be Ithaca basketball again on the baseline, trying to bring it length of the floor. Ali King will get the ball from the official. Looks to fire it in play. It does. J.C. Maxwell grabs it, double-teamed, and then fouled right away with 13.8 seconds to go. And she will head the other way to shoot free throws here at the end of the ball game. 13.8 seconds remaining. Maxwell will get the ball from the official, a guaranteed two free throws tonight. This one in the air, and that one is good. J.C. Maxwell makes it 57-52. 13.8 on the big clock. This one in the air, that one is no good. Rebound by Miller, and they will take it the other way. Miller across the timeline. Highland down by five. Miller takes a three. It is no good. Out of bounds with 5 seconds remaining. It'll be Bulldog basketball. They will get it back on the end line and timeout for Caitlin Fritsch to be into the game for the Cardinals and Haley Cahoot as well for the Cardinals. And that'll be Kate Terrell and Caitlin Miller checking out for the Cardinals. They are seniors. Bascom's in play. Maxwell with the basketball turns in, gives back to King. 2-1. It's over. The Bulldogs get the win here. Working from behind, working hard to get a victory. 57-52 the final. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next from WRCO Sports.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Nice round of applause here for the Bulldogs as they leave the court. Big victory here tonight. Man alive, you talk about digging deep. They certainly had to do so tonight, down by 16 at one point in the first half. Got it to within 9, which at the time it may not have looked that significant, but you're down by 16, you make it 9 at halftime, and things looked a little better. And the Bulldogs came out, and they were kind of almost like a different team when they came back, and they were doing some things to Highland that Highland had done to them in the first half, full court and making some steals and getting some higher percentage shots. And so Ithaca nails down the victory. For the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, we go with a couple of late game threes for Maggie Kirshner tonight, putting her team on top for good, giving them the lead. And that was, let's see, which one was that? So many highlights in this game. Gave them the lead with 3:09 to go at 48-46, and then later hit another one to give the Bulldogs up to a 5-point lead. That's your run of the game. Make the most of your run. Join Duncan Rewards today to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Our postgame show sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating continues with more in a moment. You're listening to Area Girls Tournament Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We've got some guests on the postgame show. We'll give them their own microphone here and talk to three of the seniors here. My goodness, Tristan Peterson, how does this feel tonight?
This is great. Honestly, coming out, I was kind of discouraged with that lead they had in the beginning, and then, I don't know, I just feel like nothing was going our way, but somehow we managed to figure out what we had to do, and we got it done. So
I really felt when you got it to within 9 at halftime, because it had been 16, but you got it to within 9. Did you go to halftime kind of believing a little bit more?
Yes, 100%. Like when JC hit that last shot before the half was over, that was just where the momentum started, and we just all got super excited, and I think that carried over to the second half. So
what did you feel when you got into foul trouble? You got 4 fouls, and, you know, it was just kind of like you were snake bit at that point, it seemed like.
Yeah, I was upset. I didn't really know what I did. I mean, for a couple of them, questionable calls, but hey, it's their job, not mine, right? So it was upsetting. I honestly was, if we did lose, I think it would kill me for the fact that I would have so many fouls and it's my senior year and I wouldn't have been able to play as much of the game as I like to, and I would probably blame it on myself for the rest of my life. But hey, we don't have to do that, so that's good.
And you took a charge with 4 fouls too. My goodness, that was...
Yeah, that was kind of risky. It worked out, thank God. But I'll be safer on Friday.
How does it feel to get a win and get more practices with these young ladies?
I'm so excited. I mean, this year no one expected anything out of our team with our small numbers and only having a varsity team, no JV. Like, we can't even practice against each other without coaches or people stepping in. So winning this and being able to practice with this team that we've accomplished so much with and prove so many people wrong is just something so exciting. And I'm excited to see what Friday brings. So
let me ask you this. Were you more nervous for the game or the national anthem?
Honestly, I don't know. Probably the national anthem.
Great job, by the way.
Beginning of the game, and then we were losing, and then I think I got more nervous.
Nice win, but yeah, what does this mean? This has got to be a highlight so far this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they beat us on Tuesday. They got us in the second half, and that's what we did to them today. We just completely reversed it. We got them in the second half, and we took it, and we won.
Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
Pass it over to Miss Kirshner there. Hi, Maggie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
My goodness. Did you feel it tonight? Did you feel like you were going to have a good shooting night?
Yeah, it was great. The excitement was there, especially, and I just tried to stay calm and collected the entire time.
Yeah, it looked like it. Could you see any one moment, like a turning point in the game, where maybe you kind of turned the tables on Highland a little bit?
Definitely the second half when I went in. I hit a few threes, and then a lot of the posts hit their bunnies, and then it just felt really good right there, and that the rest of the game was going to be good.
Did you know it was going in, the one that put you in the hand? I think that was your third of the night. Did you know it was going in when it left your hands?
Yeah, that one, it felt good when it left my hands. I was like, no, I was really calm. Every time I shot, I was just like, I just believed in myself, and I trusted my shot.
I thought Highland did to you what you kind of did to them in the second half. In the first half, they made you guys uncomfortable. You weren't getting those looks, were you?
No, mm-mm. No, but we flipped around the second half, and we got it.
Sounds good. Another win here this year and another chance to play against the Scholesburg team on Friday. What do you think the team has to continue to do to get better here?
I think just play as a team, stay calm the entire time, and work together and just try our best.
Good win. This has to go up on the highlight board for you, doesn't
definitely,
it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Congratulations on
the
win here tonight, Maggie. You bet.
Thank you.
And Holly King over there. Nerves of steel there with the, you know, at the free throw line. You hit it when you had to, Holly.
Yeah. But I'd like to say that Maggie hit lights out that game. I think without our scorers, like Maggie and Tristan and JC, that would have been a rough game. I'm really thankful that they really showed up tonight.
You got a few steals on them to start, you know, in the second half, and it really kind of turned the tide, didn't it?
Yeah, defense was also a huge part of the game. If you can get that momentum from steals and charges like Tristan did, then it's definitely a really good way to, like, turn the table.
kind of a rough game out there.
Oh,
you guys are going to sleep well tonight, aren't you?
Yeah.
You had to work hard to get it done. Were you a little bit deflated when you're 16 points down in the first half?
Oh, definitely. But like Tristan said, we were down 9. Well, we were up 9 against Highland on Tuesday, but it's just whoever comes back in that second half is what really matters. And I'm glad that, honestly, we were down because it gave us the momentum to come back on the second half.
Is it a highlight for your sports career so far?
Yeah, actually, this senior year's been really good. Right after volleyball ended, basketball has been falling pretty well, too.
Great year in volleyball. Do you think that kind of fed basketball a little bit?
Definitely. Although although the student sections aren't as fun, they showed up tonight. They did show up tonight, so it was really good.
They did show up tonight. You could hear them in the background. It was kind of loud. I know at one time Coach Klang's trying to get a timeout. I couldn't hear him because it was so loud. Good problem to have, though. Absolutely. Well, enjoy this one. We appreciate it. I know your senior years are going really hard and really fast here, but savor this one while you can here.
Thank you.
You bet, Holly. Thanks for coming up. Holly King, Maggie Kirshner, Tristan Peterson on the postgame show. More coming up in a moment from WRCO Sports.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Why Connect Wireless is a local brand you trust for unbeatable reliability and value. Bring your favorite phone and number with you and enjoy seamless coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network. Get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Backed by a local team that's always here for you. With Why Connect Wireless, you get the 5G network you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless. Local, reliable, connected.
WRCO. Ithaca gets the win over Highland tonight, 57-52. Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Ithaca down 16 in the first half. Highland led 29-20 at half. And the Bulldogs made a turn and got the first lead at 34-32, then gave it up. Did not lead again until Maggie Kirshner's three with 3:09 remaining, putting him up 48-46. And they went on to hold the lead the rest of the way. Good ball game, and hats off to both teams. It was really an entertaining night of basketball here tonight. Well, for the Bulldogs, they're led by sophomore J.C. Maxwell, 22 points. Maggie Kirshner, the senior, leading the way with 5 threes and 15 points. 11 for senior Tristan Peterson, 7 for Holly King, and 2 for Kelsey Coleman. For Highland, a total of 20 for Adeline Esser, 13 for Kate Terrell. 8 points by Celia Olson, a total of 6 for Sophia Terrell, 3 for Brinley Bollant, and 2 for Caitlin Miller. Highland makes 3 threes. They're 4 of 8 from the line. The Bulldogs make a total of 5 three-pointers, all from the hands of Maggie Kirshner, as they are able to get the job done from the outside and some key free throws down the stretch in this one here tonight. Some other scores. All right, let's see here. It was, we'll check the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Connect Wireless here on WRCO Radio. Broadhead, a winner over Richland Center, 63-20. Also in the finals, we have Wazika Steuben, 60-39 over Seneca. Scholesburg, 72. Benton, 21. River Ridge, 54-16 over North Crawford. Lancaster beats Iowa Grant, 64-50. Let's see, any other finals? Blackhawk, 63. Southwestern, 33. River Valley leading Dodgeville, 46-39 in the second half. Girls final, Parkview beats Riverdale. Well, close game tonight. 50-48 Parkview over Riverdale. Belmont 72, Boscobel 47. That's a final. New Glarus over Fenimore 50-39. A victory for River Valley over Dodgeville girls basketball 54-44. Richland Center boys leading Portage 64-47 with 4 minutes left in the ball game. That's how it goes. That's the story tonight at Ithaca. Quite a game, a fun with the call in the WIAA first round. And congratulations to both teams on just an excellent effort tonight. Final games of the high school basketball careers for Kate Terrell, Izzy Washa, Caitlin Miller, and Yeslin Mondragon-Guyton. So best of luck to them as well. The Bulldogs will play another day coming up Friday night. They'll be at Scholesburg. They were there 2 years ago. For a game that saw them win that game and move on to a regional final contest. Tonight's game engineered by Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed. Phil May saying good night from Ithaca. The Bulldogs 57, Highland 52 in WIAA Regional Girls Basketball here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
A bright sunrise will contradict the heavy fall that weighs you down. In spite of all the funeral songs, the birds will make their joyful sound. You wonder why the earth still moves. You wonder how you carry on. But you'll be okay on that first day when I'm gone. Dusk will come with fireflies and whippoorwill and crickets call, and every star will take its place in silvery gown and purple shawl. You'll lie down on that first night when I'm gone. Life will call with daffodils and morning glorious blue skies. You'll think of me, some memory, and softly smile to your surprise.
The Chevy, I'm gonna pick her up at six. I hope called it. If there's ever been a cloudy day, today I saw it. Anything that could went wrong, never thought I'd make it home. Just one more bump in the road and I would have lost it. So let me know, it'll be alright. Hold me close, show me that love inside. Baby, don't you? The way you're looking at me now, with your long hair falling down, ain't a worry in the world I'm holding on to. So let me know, let me know, let me know it'll be alright. Hold me close and show me that love inside.
the story that others tell. The guy who died on the highway with all his regrets. He was driving for miles and miles and miles, couldn't see where it ends. He was trying to find ways to tell her how he feels. But when he looked in her eyes, he could tell she was hurt, so he let go of the wheel.